所以从我们最近在读的生命记里面我们可以看到他们走这个旷野路的一些心得。
So recently we were reading about some of the learnings of the Israelites running through the wilderness.
在生命记就是摩西最后面 Deuteronomy, in, 摩西最后面他一直在提醒以色列人就是不要忘记神。
And at the end of Deuteronomy, then what God reminded Israelites is do not forget about God.
告诉以色列人说你们要谨守遵行神的诫命。
And he says that you must remember and honor the teachings of God.
然后记得神这么多年来给你们的带领以及引导。
To remember God's guidance through all the years.
不要忘记神。
Do not forget.
那我们今天晚上也要用这个题目来作为我们互相的学习。
And today we'll use this topic for mutual sharing.
那我们现在先同心跪下祷告祈求神的灵带领我们今天晚上的聚会。
So now we'll pray in one accord for asking for God's guidance for our service.
同心跪下祷告。
Please pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。哈利路亚。
哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
Hallelujah, may God's peace and love be with all brothers and sisters.
我们请翻开到《生命记》第八章。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
最近我们进入到了《生命记》的个学习。
Today that we encounter a lesson from Deuteronomy.
《生命记》是以色列人在走旷野路，走到差不多走到尾的时候摩西对他们。写的一个书卷。
Deuteronomy is a book that's written by Moses near the end of their wandering of the wilderness.
所以在这个40年当中摩西带领着以色列百姓还有当然是借着神的带领在走这个旷野的路。
In these 40 years, it's through the leadership of Moses and of course also God that led the Israelites.
但在生命记第八章这边有一段呢，它是在摩西在对这一几十年来的做一个结论。
In a chapter 8 here, there is a summary conclusion of all these years.
神让以色列人走旷野路走这么久，38年。
God allowed the Israelites to wander through the wilderness for 38 years.
本来他们两年多就可以差不多走到迦南地的门口要进去了。
Initially, it was supposed to be only slightly more than 2 years.
但是他们走到尾的时候，他们的信心没有办法进去。
And right when before they reached Canaan, their faith was not ready to enter.
所以神让他们绕回去，再多绕了38年。
So God made them go in circles and went back for 38 years.
因为那些探子所报的 他们探子进去四十天，神说一日抵一年，你们总共要在旷野四十年。
The spies went in and for 40 days, and they said for every day you have to wander for 1 year.
那我们怎么看这个三十八年的旷野路呢？
So how do we look at these 38 years?
这个是一个惩罚吗？
Is it a punishment?
还是一个训练？
Or is it a training?
这是一个生气的一个的教训，还是爱的一个带领？
Is it a lesson out of anger, or is it a training out of love?
在三十八年走过之后，
after these 38 years,
这边是摩西提醒他们的。
This is the reminder for Moses.
好，在生命记第八章哈。
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
好，我们从第二节看到第五节。
Let's read verse 2 to verse 5.
好，第二节，你们要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你心内如何。肯守他的诫命不肯，第三节
Verse 3,
他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛纳赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话，第四节
Verse 4,
这四十年你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿，第五节
5,
你当心里思想耶和华你神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。在这边讲到了以色列选民与神的关系，就好像父亲与儿子。
Here it lays out that the relationship between the Israelites and God is just like one of a son and a father.
所以这四十年来的带领虽然是当中有一些苦，但是神要让他们得到的结果是好的。
And even though going through these 40 years, there's a hardship, but the intent and outcome from God is good.
在旷野里面没有水，没有吃的，但是神赏赐给他们玛纳。
There's no food and no water in the wilderness, but God provided manna.
从石头里面磐石出水给他们喝。
And from the rock, there's water.
所以虽然有苦难，但是他们体会到了神的带领。
So even though there's hardship, they also witness God's guidance.
四十年常常走路在旷野路，他们的鞋子说什么？没有穿破，脚没有肿，衣服也没有穿破。
And even though they wandered for 40 years, what did it say here? That their clothes did not wear out and their feet did not swell.
这个是什么？神的恩典。
This is God's love.
所以神把他们放在苦难当中。
So God put them in the middle of a hardship.
但是同时神也陪着他们走这条路。
But at the same time, God walked with them.
好，我们来看以赛亚书的三十章。
Please turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
三十章的二十和二十一节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21.
二十节。
Verse 20.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。二十一节
21.
你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。这边看到神他做父亲的一个方式。
We could see that this is one of the methods of God as a father.
神他做父亲，他跟他的选民的关系就是父亲跟儿子。那这个父亲是有爱的父亲。
And this father is one with love.
那圣经告诉我们什么？神的爱是怎么样的
？And the Bible tells us how is God's love?
这个爱不是溺爱。溺爱就是说，好像儿子想要什么，那父亲都给他。
This kind of love is not one that.Like it spoils a child where the child wants anything they want.
不是照着儿子想要的。
It's not the love that based on what the child
而是照着父亲所知道最好的。
But it's based on what the father knows what's the best.
我们人也是照着我们做人的父亲、做人的母亲、人的父母也都是照着自己知道最好的给儿子。
And same with us. We provide for our children based on what we know is best.
但是人的身为人的父母所知道最好的不一定是真正最好的。
But for us as parents, we may not what we think is the best may not always be the best.
但是神他知道什么是真正最好的。
But God truly knows what's best.
而且他做我们的父亲，又要会把这个真正最好的给我们。
And being our father, he'll give us the best.
哦，所以说在以色列人走旷野路的这四十年，哦，就是神以一个父亲把最好的教导带领给他的孩子。
So the Israelites wandering through the wilderness of 40 years is God giving the best to them in their training.
哦，所以今天我们在走这个信仰的道路的同时。
So today, when we walk on our spiritual journey,
我们也要记得我们是什么？我们是神的儿子。
We must remember that we are the children of God.
借着神所赐给我们的圣灵在我们的心里，我们就可以呼喊神叫做阿爸父。
And with the Holy Spirit that God has given us, we could call him Father.
那从圣经里面我们看到神是怎么带领他的孩子。
In the Bible, we can see how God leads his children.
哦，他有时带领，有时候是让我们遇到困难。
And when he leads us, sometimes it might maybe through hardship.
哦，但是在这个困难当中呢，我们可以体会到神的带领。
But through these struggles, then we will be able to witness God's guidance.
那这个困难为什么呢？
So why is there this hardship?
我们看生命记的，看回来生命记第八章哈。
Please return to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
这些困难其实都是对以色列人，也是对我们的教导。
These hardships are teachings for us.
哦，在第二节说，神在旷野引导你这个四十年，苦练试验你，要知道你的心如何。
In chapter verse 2 here, it says that the Lord has led you all the way through these the 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you and to know what is in your heart.
哦，知道看你肯不肯守神的诫命。
To see if that you're able to, if you're able to keep his commandments.
其实神不是能够看到我们的心吗？
Couldn't God see our hearts?
那这边为什么就哎还要有这个苦难来知道你的心？神不是早就知道了吗？
If God already know our hearts, why does he need to put us through hardship to see our hearts?
当然神能够看到我们的内心。
And of course, God could see our inner hearts.
神也知道我们的心里对他敬不敬虔。
And God knows if we are fervent to Him.
神也知道我们的心里对他的信心有多大。
And God knows how big our faith is towards Him.
神也知道我们心里对弟兄姐妹的爱心有多大。
And God knows in our heart our love towards other brothers and sisters.
但是有很多时候我们不知道。
But often we do not know ourselves.
哦，我们一直觉得我的信心很好。
We think that our faith is good.
或者觉得我很多的爱心。
Or that I have a lot of love.
哦，但是有时候真的苦难来了。
And sometimes when hardship comes,
让我们看清楚说，原来我的信心没有这么好。
Then we could really see our own faith is not that strong.
或者苦难来到临到了我们的兄弟
，or hardship comes to our brothers.
我们发现说，原来我的爱心没有这么大。
And we recognize that our love is not that great.
哦，所以神的带领这些其实是要帮助我们认识我们自己。
So God's guidance here is for us to recognize ourselves.
而且来教导我们不要依靠自己。
And to teach us to not rely on ourselves.
哦，所以说在第三节说苦练你饥饿你，哦，是要让你知道什么？人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
And in verse 3 we learn that they learn that they do not live by bread alone but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
哦，所以这位神他虽然给这些以色列百姓这四十年是一个苦。
So even though God allowed the Israelites to struggle through these 40 years.
好，但是摩西提醒百姓说，你们要纪念这些。
But Moses reminds them that you need to remember this.
好，你们要知道说，这些苦的结果不是说想到这些苦就说，哎呀，这个神很讨厌，不是，而是这个神很好，是我们的父亲，他很爱我们。
And that when you remember these hardships, you don't think about how God allowed us through these hardships, but how he loves us.
好，所以来到十一节。
So let's return to verse 11.
好，来到十一节，摩西说：“你们要谨慎，免得忘记耶和华你的神，不守他的诫命、典章、律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的。”
It reads here: Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping His commandments, His judgments, and His statutes, which I commanded you today.
哦，所以他一开始，他从生命记第八章的一开始，他叫以色列人百姓说，你们要知道，你们跟神的关系是父子的关系。
So when he starts off in Deuteronomy chapter 8 here, he reminds the Israelites that the relationship between you and God is that it's one of children and father.
虽然这位父亲他所给你们的是一些苦难。
And even though this father has given you hardship.
哦，但是在这个苦难当中，能够让你们成长。
but you're able to grow through this hardship.
而且他没有把你撇在苦难当中，他在苦难当中也给你很多恩典，好像脚不肿，衣服不破，还有能够吃到玛纳，喝到水。
And he did not abandon you through the wilderness. He walked with you and allowed to give you manna. He allowed your clothes to not wear out, and also did not allow your feet to swell.
哦，所以你要记得这位爱你的神，爱你的父亲。
So you must remember this God that loves you.
你不要忘记这位神。
And do not forget this God.
好，那来这边看到什么叫做忘记神？忘记神的后果在哪里？
And what does it mean to forget God, and what's the consequence?
忘记神的后果就是不守这个神的诫命。
To forget God means is to not keep His commandments.
因为以色列人跟神的关系就是神一直在教导他们怎么走在这个正路上。
The relationship between God and Israelites is that God constantly trains them on how to walk on the spiritual journey.
The right path.
On the right path.
就我们刚刚以赛亚书那边所读的说，虽然以艰苦困难给你当饼吃当水喝，但是怎么样？但是告诉你说，这是正路，要走在其间。
And as we read previously in Isaiah, all this hardship is for the purpose of God giving, allowing them to walk on the right path.
所以说一个认识神的人，一个记得神的人，他就会走在神所指导的那条正路上。
So for those who truly know and also recognize God, they will walk on this path that God has laid out for them.
好，那就是他跟神的关系还很好。
And this is a good relationship with God.
好，但是摩西告诉以色列百姓啊，你们这个你要记得神。
And Moses tells the Israelites here, you must remember God.
因为你如果忘记神的话，你就会离开这条正路。
And that if you forget about God, you will leave this righteous path.
那这一条正路就是生命的道路。
And this righteous path is the path of life.
如果你离开这条道路，那结局就是灭亡。
If you leave this path, it leads to death.
哦，就好像二十节那边说的，哦，神怎么样让你们前面的列国灭亡，你们也必照样灭亡。
And just like in verse 20, it reads that as the Lord destroys other nations before you, so you shall perish.
好，所以不要忘记神。
So do not forget about God.
因为忘记神，你就会离开他的诫命。
Because if you do, you'll leave his righteous path.
离开他的诫命，走下去的就是灭亡的道路。
And if you leave his path, then you will perish and die.
哦，这是摩西在以色列百姓走四十年的旷野路。他因为最后已经要进去迦南地，他没有办法进去。他最后跟他们的一个提醒。
These were the final words and reminders from Moses before they entered the land of Canaan, because Moses could not enter with them.
好，那为什么会忘记呢
？So why did they forget?
为什么他们会忘记？就是说，有什么会导致他们忘记这个神
？And what's the obstacle that blocks them from remembering this God?
他们要谨慎，他们要怎么谨慎
？And how do they keep themselves?
哦，好像你今天。我们今天上学啊，今天已经很久没有上学。但以前在学校读书的时候啊，你要考试的时候，你就一直记啊，你一直背背那个背什么英文单字啊，一大堆的。
So back when we're still in school, we would try to memorize and study different words such as our English vocabulary.
对，或者你要学什么公式，你为了不要忘记它，你就一直背啊。
And we would try to dead memorize some of these facts.
好，那这个不要忘记神，是不是也是这个意思呢
？Is this the same way with remembering God？
哦，是不是你一直要去记得神？那这个我们怎么记得啊？怎么做
？To remember God, how do we do this？
哦，为什么会忘记
？Why do we forget？
其实这边讲的忘记，不是说你的记性不好，结果忘记了。
The forget here does not refer to your poor memory。
哦，好像你明明已经读了，但是考试的时候你就是想不到这个答案是什么，不是这一种忘记啊。
It doesn't correlate to the same way that we study for a test and we just can't remember during the test.
什么叫做忘记神
？What does it mean by forgetting God？
或者为什么会忘记神
？And why do we forget God？
我看到这边会想，因为在第十二节就告诉我们了，12-15节
，It tells
12-14
，verse 12-14。
他说怎么样？恐怕你吃的饱足，建造美好的房屋居住。13节
，verse 13，
你的牛羊加多，你的金银增添，并你所有的全都加增。14节
，14，
你就心高气傲，忘记耶和华你的神，就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的。好，这边摩西说，为什么以色列人以后会忘记，或者有可能会忘记
？Moses here outlines why is it possible? How is it a possibility for them to forget God in the future?
就是牛羊增多，金银加添，房屋盖得美好。那时候他们怎么样？心高气傲，就忘记神了。
And this is when their flocks and their silver and gold multiply and they build beautiful houses. This is when their hearts forget about God.
不是因为记忆不好或者是老了忘记。
It's not due to a lack of memory or old age.
而是一个心态的改变。
But it's a change in the attitude of
the heart. 从谦卑的到骄傲的。
From humbleness to pride.
为什么？因为他物质所有的加添了。
And why? It's because they've gained on material wealth.
对，就是好像牛羊增加，房屋增加，金银增加，那他的心跟着这些眼睛所能够看到的，他也是提高了自己。
And as their flocks and their silver and the gold multiply, so is their hearts.
这个是神在旷野里面一直在教导他们的相反的。
And this is in reverse to what God was trying to teach.
神在旷野里面一直把这个物质的东西拿走。
In the wilderness, God kept trying to take away the material wealth.
让他们学什么？
What was he trying to teach?
人活着不是靠这个物质的东西。
That God does not rely on this wealth.
人活着不是靠物质的东西。
That man does not only solely depend on this wealth.
对，人活着是什么？靠神。
And that God depends on that man depends on God.
但是真正的考验在哪里？
But where's the true test?
不是在旷野里面那些没有东西的时候。
It's not in the wilderness when they had nothing.
真正的考验是在物质东西加添给你的时候。
It is when all this material wealth is given to you.
就是当他们进入到迦南地之后，牛奶与蜜之地，极美好的 地方。
When they land on the land of Canaan and it's the land flowing of honey.
能够自己盖城，盖屋子，有天花板，牛羊，随便放他们都吃得肥肥的。
And they're able to have houses and beautiful rooftops and their sheep is let go and they'll easily be fattened.
哇，你看。那个地方多好哦。
How wonderful is this place?
第七节和到第九节。
Verse 7 to 9.
那摩西很羡慕啊。
Moses was,
很羡慕。
Inspired. Aspired for it. Jealous. Envious.
Envious, jealous. 但是 in a positive connotation, 哈。我也不知道英文怎么说。好，耶和华神带你进入美地，那地有什么？有河，有泉，有源，从山谷中流出水来。第八节
，verse 8，
那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。第九节
，nine，
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可挖铜。哇，你看这是多么美好的一块地啊
！This is such a beautiful place.
你种什么东西有很好的收成，而且还有什么有铜有铁，代表说他们生活的工具器具也能够有很方便的生活。
You can grow anything easily, and you can read here that there's also an abundance of iron and copper to create tools.
这是一个很好的地方。
This is a great place.
但是它同时也是一个考验很大的地方。
But it is also a place of great testing.
因为它很有可能会让人忘记神。
Because there's a possibility of enabling people to forget about God.
因为当一个人物质东西增加的时候，
because as people's material wealth increases,
满足了他的眼目，
and they are satisfied,
满足了他们的肚子，
and their tummies are filled.
很容易让人说，我只要有这些就足够了。
It's easy for people to say, I have enough.
忘记了说，人活着不是靠这些，乃是靠神。
And it's easy to forget that we do not rely on these material wealth alone, but on God.
所以摩西说，你们要谨慎。
So Moses reminds them, you have to be
careful. 不要因为这些物质的东西来忘记神。
Do not forget about God due to these wealth.
你看到第十，我们来看第十七节哈。
Please read verse 17.
他说，为这些人拿到这些东西，他心里就怎么说呢？十七节，这货财是我力量，我能力得来的。
That when people gain this wealth, they'll say to themselves, my power and the might,and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth.
十八节
，verse 18。
摩西怎么跟他们说
？What does Moses say？
你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得货财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定你向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。
Verse 18。And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant with which He swore to your fathers as it is.This day.
摩西怎么挺 提醒我们要怎么谨慎我们的心，要怎么守住我们的心。
How do we keep vigilant our heart?
当我们的心一直要提高说，你看这些都是我的力量来的。
As the heart rises and we think to ourselves that we have attained all this through ourselves.
你的我也不知道，银行账目钱越来越多，你就觉得越来越骄傲。
As our bank account continues to rise, then we are so does our pride.
这个真的要很小心。
This we need to be careful of.
这次我们去非洲的时候
，This time when I went to Africa,
非洲有很多的国家。
There are many countries in Africa.
那我们有时候讲到非洲，去非洲就是想到那个 World Vision 啊，那个很苦的那个小孩子没有东西吃的地方。
The typical vision of Africa is the World Vision picture of the starving child.
但是其实非洲他们那边也有宾士啊、豪宅啊，甚至很多的享受啊。非洲那边也有很好的享受啊。
But there's a lot of luxuries that Africa actually has.
但是他们就是贫富的差距很大。
But they're wealth gap is large.
那不同的国家，有些国家比较有钱，比较先进，那有些国家比较落后，比较穷。
And there are countries that have a lot of money and very developed, and there are some countries that are very poor.
那在我们教会在传福音，大部分都是在比较穷的国家。
And our church, when we preach, is typically in the poor countries.
而且在比较穷的国家，不是在他的首都，是在他的乡下，更穷的地方，那边有人要听福音，那我们就去了。
And it won't be in the capital of these poor countries, but in the rural side, which is even more poor.
那这个我们刚在讲这个骄傲嘛，对不对？因为有钱就会骄傲。
So we're talking about the welfare, and that once we have money, we'll have a lot of pride.
有钱的时候，真的心态会不一样，看东西的心态会不一样。
When we have money, it's true that we'll look at things from a different attitude.
我们这边他们那边一个月人工啊，普通在打工的人工，一个月差不多是我们。差不多是30英镑啊，所以差五十块左右加币，一个月他们赚50块。
Their monthly income is $50.
这个是在马拉威。
This in Malawi.
所以说我们吃一餐有时候就50块，两个人就50块啊。大部分呢、啊，你一个人一餐50块的可能比较少哈。
So often when we eat out here, for two people, it's easily $50.
所以说你说50块就是吃一餐的钱嘛，就是出去吃一顿饭，一餐就50块啊。
And for us, it's common that $50 is just a typical meal.
所以说我去的时候我会带一些钱。
So when I go, I would bring some money.
那我就换成当地的钱。
And I would switch it to the local currency.
那我发现说他们就是说我们一起在出去的时候。
And I realized when we go out together as a group.
有时候如果心没有谨慎的话。
If I didn't remind myself.
有时候我会觉得说啊，这个东西很便宜啊，就这样子花。
I would think that this is so cheap, and I just spend.
但是他们的话就觉得说，你怎么这么浪费
？And they would think, why are you so wasteful?
所以这个我想这个就是跟这里有关系的。所以我那时候我就会，我没有办法跟你讲一个什么特别的例子啊，可能在吃东西，或者是买什么东西，或者是买什么票，那你就觉得说才多花一点钱都没有关系。但是他们就说，你怎么这么浪费就对了。
I don't have a particular example, but basically, when we go out and we buy anything, I would think it's okay to spend a little bit more money because it's already so cheap, but they would have the perspective that it's so wasteful.
所以那个时候我就发现说我要提醒我自己。
And at that time, I need to remind myself.
虽然有这些钱来这边花，好像你一点点钱你就可以买做很多东西，但是这个其实就是骄傲。
I may think that this little bit of money could do so much over there, but this is pride.
你在那边，你就我对我来说了，我既然已经来到这个国家，我就要学习他们用钱的方式。
And I think that since I arrived in this country, I need to use and spend money in their fashion.
不要这样，好像说我比你们好，因为我的钱比较多，所以我就可以这样用钱，那你们就要那样用钱。
And I shouldn't have the attitude that because I have more money than you, that I could spend my money in any fashion I want.
那对了，就是所以这个就是真的钱，你一多，你真的花钱方式会不一样。
So once you have more money, it's true that your spending habits will change.
那其实有时候这个就是一种骄傲。
And often this is a type of pride.
所以说这边圣经一直在摩西提醒我们。
So here the Bible teaches us.
你们要谨慎。
you need to be vigilant.
你不要忘记说，你今天所有的这些力量、这些资财，得到这些资财的力量是什么？是神给你的。
Don't think the power and the might to attain this wealth is from yourselves; it's from God.
同时，你不要看轻你的弟兄，他有比较少。
And do not look down on your brothers that have less.
今天他比较少，是神把他放在那个环境里面。
Today they have less is because God put them in that situation.
你今天有比较多，因为神把你放在这个环境里面。
And today you have more because God put you in that situation.
神给你这个力量去获得这个资财。
God has given you the ability to for this wealth.
神给你这个机会，能够让你获到这个资财。
God has given you the opportunities to attain this wealth.
对不对？我们看《传道书》。
Turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书的第九章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9.
传道书第九章第十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11
传道书九章十一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11
我又转念见日光之下快跑的未必能赢力战的未必得胜智慧的未必得粮食明哲的未必得资财灵巧的未必得喜悦所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
11. I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to the men of understanding, nor favor to the men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all.
好，今天就算我们有这些力量，
Today, if we have this ability,
也不一定能够得到这些资财。
It doesn't necessarily mean that we could attain this wealth.
那智慧的未必得粮食啊，明哲的未必得资财啊。智慧的 riches to the men of understanding, not riches, not favor.
There's no riches to the men of understanding or favor to the men of skill.
所到的临到的是什么？众人的机会。那这个机会是谁给的？神给的。
It is given to the men of opportunity, and this opportunity is provided to us by God.
好，所以这不要忘记神上面第一个就要保守我们的心，不要因为有资财而骄傲。
So we must guard our hearts that we do not get be have pride due to wealth.
我们要提醒我们自己，今天这个力量，今天这个机会是神给的。
We must remind ourselves that this opportunity and these chances today is from God.
我们要感谢神。
And we must thank God.
哦，所以在安息圣日。
So in the Sabbath.
好，在那个安息圣日的这个诫命里面。
So in the commandment of the Holy Sabbath.
对，在摩西颁这个十诫，神在写这个十诫的时候，为什么要守安息圣日？因为什么？神创造了天地，神在六天创造了天地。
And God established the seventh day as the Holy Sabbath in the Ten Commandments because God created the heavens and earth
in six days. 就是要纪念神的创造。
It is to remember His creation.
就是要纪念神丰盛的给予。
It is to remember.The blessings and the gifts from God.
要纪念说这个物质的世界都是什么神造的
，and that all this physical wealth in this world is from God.
哦，所以这个安息圣日第一个就是要来教会怎么敬拜神，就是要来纪念说这个物质社会都是神造的。
And the Sabbath to come here and recognize and remember that all of this material wealth and physical wealth.
我们今天所看到的都是神对我们爱的一种呈现。
All that we see before us is as a type of love from God.
今天我们得的资财，力量是神给的，机会也是神给的。
Our wealth, the opportunities and abilities from God.
所以每个安息生日，我们来到教会，在思念这些事情，在感谢这些事情的时候，我们怎么样？我们就不会忘记神了。
So when we remember this on the Sabbath, then we won't forget about this.
我们就不会忘记神了。
We won't forget about God.
好，因为忘记神，就是因为你的心态转变，说这些力量是我的。
When we forget about God, it's due to us having the attitude that.We have attained this from our hands.
这些资财是我的。
That this wealth is ours.
我能够靠这个过活，我不用靠神。
That I could live off this, and I don't need to depend on God.
那这样子，我们就会离开神的诫命了。
And in this manner, we will leave God.
好，所以要回答，不要忘记神，就是要纪念在安息生日当中纪念神的创造。
So to not forget about God, we need to remember His creation on a Sabbath.
感谢神所赐给我们的力量以及机会。
To give thanks to him for our capabilities and our opportunities.
我们再看回来第八章哈，生命记。
Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
好，那另外一个是什么？怎么不要忘记神呢？
What's another way to not forget about God?
不要忘记神的带领。
And that is to not forget about his leadership.
就是我们刚刚所在讲的神和人的关系是什么？父亲和儿子。
Before we mentioned the relationship between God and us is a father and a child.
哦，你不要忘记你跟神的这个关系。
Do not forget about this relationship.
你不要忘记神对你的这些带领。
Do not forget about God's guidance.
为什么以色列人要忘记？
Why did the Israelites forget?
哦，他可能想说，哎呀，我不要记得我以前是奴隶。
They did not.
这个是没有面子的。
Perhaps they're thinking, I do not want to remember that I used to be a slave. This is not, there's no face to this.
对呀、啊、，embarrassing.
It's shameful.
哦，不要让人家知道，不要让人家知道。
They did not want others to know.
最好我自己也忘记了。
It's better that I forget.
或者是以前的苦难啊。
Or this is the hardship from before, the struggles.
我们来看《生命记》第八章，第十五节。
Please refer to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 15.
旷野不是一个很好玩的地方哦。
The wilderness is not a fun place.
我们来看这个怎么写哈。
How, what is it right here?
十五节，因你经过那大而可怕的旷野，那里有火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地。好，我们看这个这一段就好了。
In verse 15, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty land where there was no water?
旷野不是好玩的旷野，它是大而可怕的旷野。
The wilderness is not fun. It's vast and scary.
我说有可能以色列人他不想要去回忆啊，回忆起来他可能都会颤抖一下。
So perhaps many Israelites did not want to remember these struggles.
因为它是可怕的。
Because it's scary.
火蛇、蝎子、干旱无水之地。
The, no water and fiery serpents and scorpions.
这个干旱无水是一个很可怕的事情啊。
Having no water is frightening.
那不只是在身体上你觉得很渴很干而已。
And this not just the effects on the body of having of no water.
那是心里的害怕。
But it's also the fear in the heart.
你现在口很干。
Right now you feel your mouth feels dry.
但是一看下去都没有喝水的地方。
But when you look across and there's no water in sight.
这个是慢慢的死亡啊。
This is a slow, painful death.
所以他们很害怕啊。
So they're scared.
所以他们埋怨啊，他说你们要领我死在这个地方吗？因为他们真的快体验到快死啊。
So they complain, do you really want us to die here?
没有水啊，那一看没有水，不是说水已经在前面，没有，他们没有看到水啊。
There's no water and they could not see any water source.
所以这个害怕是实在的。
So this fear is real.
啊。但是摩西说你们不要忘记。
But Moses said, do not forget.
因为这些害怕的同时有什么？有神的恩典。
That through this fear, we will also recognize God's grace.
你干旱无水的时候，你很害怕的时候，神怎么样？意想不到让你从磐石里面跑出水给你喝。
When you were afraid, what happened? God provided water for you.
这个是什么？得到生命啊。
This is the attainment of life.
有火蛇。
There's the fiery serpents.
哦，但是同时有什么？有铜蛇举起来，让你们一看到这个铜蛇就怎么样？就好了。
But at the same time, there was a bronze serpent that was raised up for you to look at and be healed.
这个铜蛇所预表的就是耶稣基督的救恩。
And this bronze serpent symbolized the saving grace of
Jesus Christ. 所以在这个大而可怕的经验当中，同时他也不是隐藏了，同时他陪伴的很多神的爱和恩典。
So through these fearful struggles, accompanied God's is accompanied with God's grace and love.
还有神的救恩
and His salvation.
哦，所以在安息日第二个要纪念的。
So the second thing to remember in the Sabbath.
有就是在生命记里面所记载说，在从生十诫的时候说，你们要纪念神怎么样拯救你们脱离埃及到离开埃及。
And that is to remember how God has led us out of Egypt.
就是说要记得这个旷野路，就是说要纪念这个拯救的路。
To remember this journey through the wilderness.
哦，就是这个信仰的道路。
And that this is the spiritual journey.
哦，就是这个救恩啊。
And that this is the salvation.
这个救恩怎么临到我？怎么临到我们家
？And how did this salvation come to upon our house?
这个都是我们在安息日要纪念的。
These are the things we need to remember and in the Sabbath.
不要想说，哎呀，以前那个，哎呀，那个没有什么好讲的，跟我现在好几代以前的跟我没关系。
Don't think that this happened to my family several generations ago.
如果是我们自己本身有这个提问，我们是第一代来信主的，那很感谢神。
If we were the first generation to come to church, then often we have a lot of we give a lot of thanks.
对，那我们第二代、第三代的，有时候也想说这个好几古代的历史啦。
And for the second and third generation, it's easy for us to think this is ancient history.
但是你看以色列人。
But look at the Israelites.
他们一直到什么？到今天还在讲神带领他们出埃及啊。
till today, they're talking about how God led them out of Egypt.
还是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢？
How they're the descendants of Abraham.
这个是圣经教导我们不要忘记。
This is what the Bible teaches us. Do not forget.
这个恩典我们不可以不提它。你们要去纪念它。
Do not stop talking about this grace.
哦，每个安息日去纪念它。
And to reflect and remember this on every
Sabbath. 这样子我们就可以。就不会忘记神。
And in this manner, we will not forget about him.
不会忘记神，我们就继续走在他的诫命里面。
And if we don't forget about him, then we'll continue on his righteous path.
不忘记神，记得神，我们就继续走在他的路上。
And if we remember him and we don't forget about him, we'll continue on.
就是生命的道路。
And this is the path of life.
最后我们来看以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah.
49章。
Chapter 49.
以赛亚书49章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
第十五节
Verse 15
妇人岂能忘记她吃奶的婴孩不连续她所生的儿子或有、既有忘记的我却不忘记你
Verse 15 Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you、
哦、妇人怎么会忘记她的吃奶的婴孩呢
How can a woman forget her nursing child?
这个吃奶的婴孩就是她出生不久还在常常在抱着吃奶的怎么不可能会忘记
These infants, they're just born and you constantly carry them. How do you forget about them?
不是说出外久久看到一次的儿子哦，但是常常抱在怀里的儿子哦，他说不可能会忘记，但是就算有忘记的，神也不会忘记
This is not a child that you only visit occasionally, butone that is nursing and is constantly next to you. How do you forget about it?
就算有忘记的神也不会忘记你。
And if truly there's a woman that forgets, God will not forget.
我们今天为什么要记得神?
Today, why do we need to remember God?
为什么要常常把神放在我们的心上?
Why do we need to put him in our hearts?
因为神早就把我们放在他心上了。
Because God has put us in his heart.
他说我绝对绝对不会忘记你。
He said, "Surely I would not forget about you."
用这个比喻，这个比喻就是已经人最不可能忘记，但是就算有忘记的神，还是会比这个更记得我们。
Using this parable, there's an extremely low probability that a woman would forget her nursing child. But if that does happen, God will still not forget about us.
我说我们记得，我们要记得神呢。
So we need to remember God.
因为我们要把神放在心上啊。
And we need to put him in our hearts.
因为他把我们也放在他的心上。
Because he also put us in his.
他也不要忘记我们。
And he does not want to forget about us.
好，我们来唱诗。
Please sing him.
143首。
143。
在痛苦里，灵魂全脱缩，我已落在黑暗，完全迷离中，在天上的黑土，在地上的泥土。释放心怒，恩典领导我，主我要 can trust thee， 你永远至圣。Since thy voice won mercy， 加上。To my Jesus, run. 当你弥亚声叫，救赎也在边。Jesus, I do trust thee. Trust thee, 你守着。Angel, ever trustJust when you trust us, 每次生命其实 my soul salvation. Thou mayst save her God. Jovaya Tokaide, I will seek thy fate. Worship and adore thee for thy wondrous grace. Jonam tishe chandra, with thy name adore. Good thy Lord and Hesia, at last make me whole.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Please all pray in one accord.
Right.
同诵主导文，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。好，感谢主，我们今天晚上聚会到此。
Thank God we conclude our evening service here.
愿各位弟兄姐妹大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
Thank you.
How have you been? Good. Good. Good to see you.